on in Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Great broadcast today. Judy Minkovich, she, it's not just recently she's come in public attention. For, I don't know, 20 plus years, she's been working to expose Big Pharma's hypocrisy, Big Pharma's incompetency, Big Pharma's
criminality,
corruption. Yeah. And so recently the movie Plandemic, who got banned all over social media, joined the list. Anything of that really hits home right now is getting banned. Hydroxychloroquine, the Plandemic, the thing about the information about the masks, our YouTube channel. Anything that is hitting hard on
the... I like the way you slid that in there. That was nice.
Well, it's just another example of what's going on. Uncle Kevin, of course, riding shotgun with us.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
It is. Our website's thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. You can check us out. Also, for people, we've been getting some emails, you know, about these t-shirts. I want you to see this t-shirt. I'm on video right now, so people who are looking at the video will be able to see this. I mean, this is a sharp pops. There's red. It comes with red, white, and blue, our three colors. But this, I mean, this shirt is, we'll have Uncle Kevin try it on maybe tomorrow or something.
Yeah,
we'll have it. But there it is. I mean, this shirt pops. Have you seen a better logo for a radio show?
No, I'm going to be proud to wear that.
I mean, have you seen, I mean, really?
No,
that logo is amazing.
Great t-shirt. Right?
Absolutely. We're going to be got news. We got a lot of news. It's the end of the weekend. And I'm going to show you this picture. And hopefully it's black and white, but hopefully you'll be able to see it here in the video. I'm showing you the video. Okay. And you look at that, and you may have seen pictures like this. And for the radio audience, I'm showing a picture of a schoolroom. It's got children at little desks. And they have cubes, plastic see-through cubes, all around the children at each desk. So they got their little cubes at each desk. And it was a little bit ago, I saw one like this that was from China.
I saw that too, yeah.
Okay, this isn't from China.
No.
This is from Provo, Utah.
Provo, Utah.
Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee, he said something about it on his Twitter account. Like, how are children supposed to learn with this? And think about the brain damages going on. The mind control. Think about 20, 30 years from now, ladies and gentlemen, what these kids are going to accept if they're taught when they're, I mean, these are young kids. They look like they're about 8. I don't know, not even that. I don't think 7, 6, 7. Think about what these kids, these children, not kids, kids are goats. And that's how they're treating them, like goats.
No.
What these children are going to accept in 20, 30 years, if this is what they've been brought up, and to fear people and to not respond to people.
Yeah.
This is the first day of school in Provo, Utah. Ladies and gentlemen, there's the video. You can see.
It's terrible. Somebody should go there and arrest them for child abuse.
They should.
That's my feeling.
Well, you know, in the picture of the ones in China.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese children didn't have masks on.
Right.
Here the children they're in their little cubicles and they got
a mask
on.
So they're getting a double whammy.
I don't know. This is out of a Christian statement on science for pandemic times. This is from BioLogos. This is a bunch of Christians got together, some Christian organization, and they wrote this thoughtful, quote unquote, allegedly thoughtful piece about what Christians should respond. Basically, the same thing about, be a good citizen, wear your masks. Good citizens should wear masks.
Nope.
Wear masks in indoor public spaces and follow other physical distancing rules given by public health officials. And they quote 1 Peter 2:13-17. I should have my Bible right here so I could read this. The other one, Jesus' command to love our neighbors as ourselves, Luke 6:31. They're using Jesus and the book of Luke, and love your neighbor as yourself to get you to wear a mask. Get vaccinated. That's the next thing on this list. Matthew 25:31-36. Prevent disease not only for ourselves, but the most vulnerable among us. It's the same mask discussion, the same points. We've been very adamant about this, and this is very important. This mask issue is extremely important. Good news. At the Walmart yesterday, I went.
No, I didn't even ask.
Or was it yesterday? It was Saturday. It was 2 days ago. It was over the weekend. There was probably, I would say, 30% of the people in Walmart had on a mask. Where
two or three weeks ago,
I don't know, time goes quick, but yeah. 2 or 3 weeks ago, you know, we've been talking about this however long, it was probably 90% had a mask.
Yep.
Today, or the, over the weekend, it was about 30, maybe 35%, maybe 40, but somewhere around 35%, I would say a little lower, had on a mask. That's a good sign.
That's a great sign.
You know, they're not being forced to do this. Well, I don't want to wear it. Now, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask.
That's right.
That's you. I think it's stupid.
I do.
I think it's
counterproductive.
Counterproductive.
For our side, absolutely.
Well, counterproductive for them, too.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But that's their body. See, they're so quick to feel like they can decide for everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last 2 times I went, they didn't even, you know, they didn't say you need a mask to come inside. I just walked right past them.
Correct misinformation and conspiracy theories when we encounter them in our social media communities. Correct misinformation. This is what this Christian group wants you to do. And I agree.
Yeah,
I
we should
correct misinformation and conspiracy theories. Christians are called to love the truth. That logo, all about the truth.
All about the truth.
We should not be swayed by falsehoods. 1 Corinthians 13:6. We will actively promote accurate scientific and public health information from trustworthy consensus sources and use this information when making decisions for our family, churches, schools, and workplace.
Hmm.
Okay, Mr. What's the name of this? Christian
Coalition. Sounds like
Coalition.
He's pushing a falsehood.
It's a group. It's not a person.
No, it's a group.
It's a Christian group.
Where are they located at?
Work for Justice.
Then they, never heard of them.
Well, you have now. Work for Justice is their other thing. Work for Justice for communities who have suffered the most deaths. Christians are called to be courageous in fighting for justice. Micah 6:8. Yes. Let's please fight for justice.
Yes.
Let's please fight for the Bill of Rights. Can
mm-hmm.
we? Because that's justice. Truth, yeah. Justice in the American way.
Yeah.
You know, Richie
Superman.
Haven, yeah. Well, Richie Havens.
Yeah, he always said
truth,
that. Yeah.
Justice. And the American way,
that's
like
right.
They're separate.
Yeah.
I thought truth and justice was the American
it
way.
It was the American way.
Arizona Representative Paul Gosar, child trafficking in the deep state, a real systemic racism is a hoax. This is a big deal. This is big, what he's saying.
I missed it.
You missed the whole thing.
I missed it.
He says child trafficking and the deep state are real.
Right.
Systemic racism is a hoax.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I missed that first part.
You got it now?
I got it.
Okay.
He's right.
This comes on the heels of McCarthy, the minority leader in the House, ragging on. All of a sudden, out of QAnon, people, you can't even believe. I have said extremely little about QAnon on the show. I don't know. I've heard back and forth. On some level, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
We know what to do, what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
We know what's right and what's not right. Why do we need some alleged, you know, it's interesting information. Is it reliable?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's, if there's a doubt, there's no doubt.
Right.
But it's interesting.
I enjoy listening to him now. I used to listen to him start about 3 years ago for about a year. And I said, this guy knows what he's talking. And then all of a sudden he went bad. You know, he's giving bad stuff. And then, now he's, looks like he's giving good stuff again. So who knows what's the story?
This representative, Paul Gosar, over the weekend, shared a list of former GOP national security officials that journalists were fawning over for endorsing Joe Biden in a large ad in the Wall Street Journal. Did you hear about that?
No.
In the Wall Street Journal, they took out a big ad and all these, they think we care what they think.
We don't care.
Yeah, well, who cares what they think? Well, anyway, this list, this representative says, a list, this is his quote, talking about this list of people who support Joe Biden. Former CIA NSA head Michael Hayden, among others. You know, CIA.
And who didn't know that? Michael Hayden. What a loser.
A list of people who have been wrong about every national security issue for decades.
Yeah.
We don't need these luminaries leading us into another needless war. That's his quote, not mine.
That's great. I concur.
Yes, good job. Paul Gosar.
Yeah, we like him.
Gosar, I think I pronounced
Gosar.
It wrong. God bless you for
keep up the
out.
Good work.
Yeah. Now, if you're looking at a video, I just can't get over this. I just keep showing this picture. And if you're looking at the video, you can see these children in plastic pods.
It's terrible. They should be arrested for child abuse.
This would be the biggest story in the world.
Okay.
Or in America right now.
Except for
this story.
Yeah.
This is out of RT. Quote unquote, Famine of biblical proportions looms over humanity due to COVID-19, UN food chief warns. The COVID-19 pandemic may lead to a calamity of epic scale, with millions facing starvation worldwide. The head of the UN hunger-fighting body has warned, quote, all the data we have, including the forecast that the number of people experiencing malnutrition will grow by 80% by the end of the year, points to a real disaster. David Beasley, executive director of the UN World Food Program, says, we are risking a famine of biblical proportions. Quote, obviously, social tensions will grow, migration will increase, conflicts will escalate, and hunger will likely affect those who didn't experience it before. The projections say Latin American nations face the most dramatic change. Global hunger is already high, Beasley warned, unless bold action is taken now. Quote, many will die, children will suffer from the consequences of malnutrition for many years, and the world will lose all the progress made in the fighting hunger over the past decade. The price of inaction will be incredibly high. What does Mr. Beasley say is the cause of all this?
He doesn't.
No, he does.
Oh, shutting down America. Shutting down the world.
It's the lockdowns for COVID.
Yeah.
He says the lockdowns for COVID. Now, I'm going to try to keep my head on straight here. Let's just summarize, like we do for guests, right?
Do it.
Let's just summarize here. The United Nations, which wants us to wear masks, wants us to lock down, doesn't like what Sweden, Netherlands, Denmark did, wants a vaccine and wants it basically be forced. Mm-hmm. They said basically the words they were used were basically some sort of mandated vaccine program. They want all these things. They want businesses to shut down. Mm-hmm. They don't want gyms to open. They don't want grocery stores to open.
Nope.
They want Walmart. Well, it's okay. Walmart's open.
They want all the big companies open and all the small ones
right.
Shut down.
Okay. They wanted all that. And how many people have died of COVID worldwide? This is their statistics, not reality, I believe.
I don't know how many.
About half
a million, 600,000.
Maybe 600,000.
Yeah,
okay. Let's say it's 600,000.
And that's being very, very generous.
All right. Let's go with their nonsense.
And they got rid of hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, it did, yes. The UN pushed to get rid of that.
Yes.
Okay, so let's use their numbers. Okay, 600,000.
Mm-hmm.
We said from the beginning the cure will be worse than the disease. Okay,
absolutely.
Now the UN, this is not just anybody in the UN. This is the head of the food program.
Absolutely, the head
says there will be millions. What does millions mean to you?
Well,
10 million
on average.
5 million, 10 million, 20
million? On average,
million?
2.5 million people die of starvation a year.
Okay, so let's say
and they
this
said it's how many times?
I don't know. It didn't say it.
Yeah, I've heard at least 10 to 12 million people are going to starve if the.
Okay, let's say 10 million people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, what word do you use for these people?
Criminality. That's what I use.
The very basic word you would use, the very most generous word you would use.
Evil?
No, the most generous word you would use is incompetent. That's the most generous word.
There's nothing incompetent about them.
That's the most generous.
Yeah,
I'm being generous.
I got it.
So they're going to save 600,000 people have died of COVID.
Right.
Allegedly. Whatever.
Allegedly. And that's.
Let's even say it's whatever. Let's say it's 6 million. I mean, whatever. And to do that, and our procedure is not proven to work. Other countries are doing something totally different, having equal or better success.
Better success.
And as a result of our action, we're going to kill 10 to 12 million. And we're going to cause migration. We're going to cause instability.
Doesn't make sense.
It's like I said, the most generous word I could use is incompetent.
Yeah.
They're incompetent.
And we know they have a plan.
Let's just play it straight.
Okay.
Let's not read into anything. This just what they have said.
Got it.
They're incompetent.
Okay.
Why should we listen to anything they say?
I agree.
Anything about this, why should we give you any credit?
Yeah.
Now, I grew up in the 80s. Mm-hmm. Do you remember all the Ethiopians dying in the USA for Africa?
Yeah.
Feed the world.
Yeah, we fed them.
Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. You know, we are the world, right? You remember all that and the pictures of the Africans dying?
Yep.
Okay, they're telling you that is going to happen again because of what they advise us to do. Now, who are they going to blame? They're going to blame this on Trump, too?
Of course they are.
Who are they going to blame?
Of course they are.
And let's never forget, at the root of all of this, the vaccine, or not the vaccine, the COVID, whatever it is or isn't, it's certainly the evidence we've seen, it's man-made.
Yeah, from what we've seen, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Nobel Prize, Dr. Sherry Rogers is on here describing Nobel Prize winning scientists saying this is 100% beyond question.
India came out immediately.
Irrefutable.
Yeah, and India came
right,
out.
Right, with AI.
Yeah.
AI looked at the virus.
Yeah, stuck it in an AI.
So a man-made virus. So, okay, here's things that you can pretty much accept, I would say, with any reasonable amount of certainty. No, reasonable mm-hmm. amount. It's man-made.
Yes.
They come out a plan with it that has proven to be sketchy at best. 600,000 people have died with their numbers. That's sketchy.
That's
I'm just going to go
sketchy.
With this for this thing. And their actions and their protocol is going to kill tens
10 to 12
of million,
million.
At least.
Maybe
million,
15.
Million people.
And displace millions more.
And cause instability,
and
political,
cause instability.
And the rest.
So it makes no sense.
Getting back.
It's not a good plan.
It's incompetent.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Criminal.
Well,
it's criminal.
I mean, see, I'm just being generous.
I'm not.
I'm being nice.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not being I'm not being sensational. And I don't think you are with that, but I'm staying far away from a sensational statement.
I know.
Why would we listen to anything they say?
We wouldn't.
Why?
Not me.
And I'm going to line up and take some vaccine that they think's all good?
Ain't doing it. Just ain't doing it.
When are we going to be like the people in the villages of Pakistan when the UN trucks come with the vaccines that kill everybody?
They kill everybody. I think it's coming. I really
Michigan
think it's coming. They're going to push and push and push. And
well, you heard the Virginia, the head of medical, I can't remember his title.
He's going to mandate vaccines.
He says he's going to mandate this coronavirus vaccine
in
Virginia.
See. We'll
I don't believe any state will be able to do it.
I don't believe any state will.
I believe people will die.
They might get the old people to do it, you know, target the old people first and then kill them off. And then everybody will see that and then say, I ain't taking that.
If they're smart, they can make a vaccine that doesn't hurt people. If they're smart, they'll make something that actually works
right.
and doesn't hurt people
yes.
to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
If that was their plan.
If that was their plan. And they have them.
But, okay, am I sovereign or not?
Of course you are.
Okay, do I have the ability to make decisions for my life or not?
Of course you do.
Okay.
Do I? Of course.
Do you, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah,
listen,
everybody does.
Listen, if you are going to let, again, you saw the pictures of the children in school.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sending your children to public school, you are risking subverting America. You blame
and damaging, them, and damaging your
children.
Kid.
Okay. You see what the plan is.
Psychological.
Okay. Michigan Appeals Court backs Whitmer's use of emergency powers amid coronavirus pandemic. Whitmer's office called it a complete and decisive win. Well, it was 2-1. It wasn't complete and decisive. Complete and decisive would be unanimous.
Unanimous, yeah.
You know Whitmer, the governor of Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, she declared an emergency. And in the state legislature statutes, a governor can call emergency for 28 days without pretty much for
without anything
without any oversight. Pretty much, if they feel it's emergency for 28 days, they can call emergency. The then at 28 days, she has to go seek legislature's approval.
Okay,
that's under the 1945 Emergency Powers of the Governor Act. They said a separate 1976 law means statewide emergencies need the legislature's approval after 28 days, which
okay.
it seems like it does. The ruling came down. Here's a quote. A declared statewide emergency only ends upon the governor's declaration that the emergency no longer exists. That has yet to occur in this instant case. The court just ruled that the governor is a dictator.
A dictator, yeah. The emperor.
I say there's an emergency. I say you can't go to your job. I say you have to wear a purple shirt every other fortnight. Then that's what you have to do.
And you can't have any yellow M&Ms in your bowl.
David Icke, when we had David Icke on, was it last week? The week before. One of the most profound speakers on this subject. And you want to know solutions and what to do and how to solve this. The most profound idea for us to discover, it's the same thing Gandhi said about India.
Oh, yeah.
Says there is no way 100,000 British can rule 350 million Indians if they don't want them to.
That's right. Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is no way they can force you to do anything anything, including get a vaccine.
That's right.
Unless you allow it.
That's right.
Okay.
And Gandhi's march to the sea proved it.
Spain. Women beaten by police for not properly wearing their face masks. Boy, you see that?
I saw that.
Paris. Riot police stormed bar over no social distancing while riots were going on in other parts of the city.
Down the road.
That, right down the street.
Yeah.
You seen the video of that?
Yeah, I saw it. It's terrible. What is people going to stand up?
I don't know. Trump announces emergency authorization of breakthrough coronavirus treatment. This was big news yesterday.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Did you have any thoughts about that or what?
No, I liked it.
Did you think he was going to announce a vaccine? Because that was kind of the chatter.
I heard that. That's all baloney. He's just saying it just to say it.
My sources. Uh-huh. I talked to a couple sources because I asked them about that. I said, "Is Trump going to announce a vaccine?" They said, "No, the vaccine won't come until spring or summer."
Okay.
That's what he said. A bipartisan group secretly gathered to game out contested Trump-Biden elections. It wasn't pretty from the Boston Globe. On the second Friday in June, a group of political operatives, former government and military officials, and academics quietly convened online for what became a disturbing exercise in the fragility of American democracy. We don't have a democracy. We have a republic, by the way. The group, which included both parties, what if Democrats refuse to give in? What if Trump refuses to concede a loss that he publicly hinted at recently at doing? All of these scenarios ended in both street-level violence and a political impasse. They're wargaming, so to speak, this election.
They're setting this up.
And they're setting this up for this election or something. There's the music, ladies and gentlemen. More news on the other side. Judy Minkovich, Plandemic, a new book, Case Against Masks. Excited. Where else would you rather be?
Oh, yeah, right here.
You're listening to The Power Hour. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. Big we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots, by Town Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Town Crier so you'll know who to blame for this travesty of the justices. Available online at theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and online wherever books are sold.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. Big we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
If you eat Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is vitamin D from Optivita, Robert Redford, among other things. Vitamin D, E, C, magnesium, selenium, zinc, absolutely essential right now. That's what vitamin D looks like. If you're not getting it from us, where are you getting it? You have to have vitamin D. You know, Dr. Sherry Rogers, if you don't have vitamin D in you, you can't fight infections. You can't get better unless you have vitamin D. And America seems to have a mass deficiency in vitamin D. Multivitamins grown by nature, the best vitamins out there. Whole food source. It doesn't cause anything negative. A lot of vitamins, they actually are net negative. Like if you have the wrong type of vitamin E, you're better off not taking anything then than taking the wrong type of vitamin E. Anyway, grown by nature, we love, of course, choline. There's an article today about choline. You're probably short of choline. Why is choline so important? Dr. Sherry Rogers goes on this incessantly. This, with the cod liver oil, the Carlson's, and glass that you can get, provides anchor for your cells. That's what we're talking about, COVID, just health in general. Your health is your responsibility, and we give you the things to make a difference. I mean, to really work. Here's the kidney support drops. I've been taking these like crazy. Uncle Kevin, you've had
good. It changed my life.
The heart drops come in this nice little can. Isn't that nice? A nice little can. The heart drops is the most profound product we've ever sold. And the t-shirts.
That's beautiful. I love that. Nice? I can't wait to get mine.
Look at that logo.
It's beautiful.
Everybody in the radio, it's the Power Hour with the lightning bolt, TPH. It's all about the truth, and it's nice.
Yeah.
This is a nice shirt. This is not some piece of, you know, Chinese crap off the street
and
that
it's
you use
a
it.
Great conversation starter.
Oh, it's a tent. You wear that shirt.
Somebody's going to come up.
Like, wow, that's a cool shirt. What is that?
What is that?
What is the Power Hour?
Yeah, what is it? Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829, thepowermall.com. Also, Jay, she's not there today answering the phone. She's going to see a specialist. She's having some health. I don't want to get into her business, but please pray for her. She needs your help and us over at the Power Mall. She needs your prayer. So please pray for Jay and support us at the Power Mall. Thank you for your prayers, your donations, your support, your energy, all the above. We're here because of you. So thank you. And you're welcome for what we do too. Ladies and gentlemen, more news, and then Judy Mikovits. Don't go anywhere. Judy Mikovits is going to be here. Trump reportedly considers fast-tracking AstraZeneca vaccine before election. AstraZeneca. Does anything come to your mind when you think about fast-tracking vaccines?
Trouble.
Yeah. What's that song? T-R-O-U-B-L-E?
The capital T.
The Trump administration is weighing a fast-track process that would allow AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine to be used in the U.S. before the election. This is interesting. We know, well, we have been on very high regard that Trump's son has been damaged by vaccines.
And his first child with Marla Maples, too. Two of them have been damaged.
Well, definitely Barron.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of that other, but I'm very confident about
Barron. Yeah, me too.
And so before the election, he said some very derogatory things about vaccines.
Oh, he did.
Or very skeptical things, I should say. And then when he gets in there, you know, that he is in a no-win position. I'm having people tell me very clear that the pharmaceutical industry has billions of dollars that they'll throw either way, Democrat, Republican.
Mm-hmm.
They throw it both ways. They don't care who's elected as long as everybody reasonably is on the same page and not attacking this. That possibly Donald Trump is being
coy
mm-hmm. and trying to keep Big Pharma from swaying all their attention to the Democrat. Well, appeased, if nothing else.
Yeah, absolutely.
To sway all the, because they don't care.
They don't care.
They're apolitical.
Yeah. You know, if you don't do the right thing, Trump will give you, we'll give all the billions.
We'll give all the billions to the Democrats.
So he's got to placate him to some extent.
I don't know if he does or doesn't. I don't know if that's true or not true. I'm just telling you what I've been told and to make excuses, whatever. I don't know if either one of us are in a position to really know that. Mm-hmm. We're just guessing.
It's an educated guess. It's a supposition.
It's an educated guess, but it is it's supposition. It's not a guess. It's supposition. Talk of an October surprise is a lurid resistance fantasy. Spokesman Michael Caputo told the writer of this article for the New York Post. Irresponsible talk of an unsafe or ineffective vaccine being approved for public use is designed to undermine the president's coronavirus response. Okay, spokesman. So Trump is saying, well, we might have a vaccine quicker. Then they come out. And you can kind of see what he's doing, right? Well, let's get a quick vaccine. So then the Democrats come out and say, well, that's unsafe. How dare you do it? You see what he just did?
They're putting out the thought that vaccines might be unsafe.
Right. A quick vaccine might be unsafe. So right out of their own mouth, he's getting right out of their own mouth exactly what we want him to say.
Yeah,
but he's getting his enemy to say it.
Yeah, his enemy's saying it. Yeah. So it's brilliant. So if that's what he's doing, it's brilliant.
Well, it's just like putting Fauci. People say, why did he put Fauci in?
He wanted to make him look like a fool.
He made him look like a fool. He knew he was dirty.
Yep.
He knew he was connected to China. He knew he was connected to Gates.
Yeah.
Why is Gates? He letting Gates go out there and say all that. And now look at the independent media and the thoughts and what they think.
Gates can't go anywhere without getting heckled, unless it's in a Democratic city.
Jeff Flake joins over two dozen former GOP members of Congress to launch Republicans for Biden.
Oh my gosh.
The one from Arizona, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly who you're talking about. Jeff Flake.
TikTok suing Trump administration in an attempt to save off ban. Where are they going to get with this?
They ain't got to go anywhere with that. Now, you can't sue the president.
I know a lot. Well, they can sue the administration, their actions. I know the our audience, you know, TikTok means as much as Tic Tacs. You know,
right,
it's about the same thing. TikTok is a video sharing app.
Right.
It's heavily connected to China.
Yes. They spy on everything.
Jeff Daugherty. Remember Jeff Daugherty? Mm-hmm. We need to have him on. Catherine, if you're listening, let's get Jeff Daugherty on again. There's a lot of things I want to talk to him about. He's talking about how this is a fishing expedition for them to find children to steal also, or talented children they can abuse. And because what they do, little girls, they sing the Star Spangled Banner or whatever. They make a little video of it. They twerk or whatever. Then it goes on TikTok. And now it's all into China. Mm-hmm. And so Trump is saying, no, we're national security reasons. We're going to cut this off.
That's good.
I don't know how TikTok's going to win this lawsuit. I don't know. Kenosha officer reportedly hit with brick during overnight protest. Big deal in Wisconsin. Supposedly a black man was shot in the back. Nobody says anything about the little five-year-old white boy killed by the black man.
None.
Where's that?
Zero. For riding his bike up and down.
So where's the protest or where's whatever about that? In fact, people are supporting the family of the guy who allegedly killed him.
It's insane.
A police-involved shooting of a black man in Wisconsin over the weekend led to hours-long protests that devolved into looting, rioting, and one officer reportedly being hit in the head with witnesses described as a brick, according to a video. Jacob Blake shooting, NFL players react to police-involved incidents in Wisconsin. The NFL starts, what's the date? What is the date today? 24th? This is 24th, so in about 2 weeks. Is it 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
A little over 2 weeks.
I got something that Gordell said, too.
Okay, right after this.
Yeah, right after that, yeah.
Little over 2 weeks from now, the NFL is going to start.
Without me. They're starting without me, I'll tell you that.
See you.
See, I wouldn't want to be you.
Wouldn't want to be you.
You can kneel all you want.
Yeah, go ahead. I won't be watching.
I ain't going to be
watching. If a tree falls in a forest and nobody's listening, does it make a sound?
Nope.
The NFL's not going to make a sound.
No.
Several NFL players reacted to the police-involved shooting. Jacob Blake, who was black, was shot in the back in broad daylight, prompting widespread protest. What are the details?
Yeah, there's absolutely no details. What did he do? Rob a bank?
I don't know.
Shoot somebody?
Even this article. This is Fox News.
Yeah.
It says, here, quote, many details of the shooting were not immediately clear.
So why'd you write the story then?
Yeah. Good question.
Yeah.
But the following unrest prompted the city to issue a curfew. Police have been dispatched, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Julian Castro, the Democrat and former 2020 presidential hopeful, retweeted video that appeared to show the officer yelling at Blake as he tried to walk around an SUV and get into the driver's side seat. One of the officers appeared to hold Blake by his shirt before firing. Police in Kenosha, Wisconsin appeared to shoot a man seven times in the back at point-blank range after he ignores commands. Were no other non-lethal methods considered? Kenosha police, he asked. Good question. Can somebody please tell me?
Yeah, we don't know what's going on.
Did he pass a counterfeit bill like George Floyd allegedly did?
Who knows? It's ridiculous.
What's ridiculous? The shooting or the fact that they don't know?
No, they're reporting on it and they don't give any details.
Well, they're reporting because there's riots.
Right, okay. You'd think they'd dig a little bit deeper into it and say, there was a gun battle and a black man got shot. Or whatever the problem was.
Where is the Kenosha police saying this is what happened? They don't have to tell real specific, but generally, can they not generally tell us what happened?
Of course they can.
Republicans emphasize under God and pledge after two DNC meetings omitted the words. We've talked about the DNC party.
They're devil worshippers.
They're communists.
Scroll.
They're satanic in origin or satanic in practice right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pledge of Allegiance they took out under God at their convention. Twice.
And they had on the podium, they had the D with the pentagram.
Pentagram. Upside down. If you turn it sideways, it's upside down pentagram.
Pentagram. Two, and a picture of America. So it's either death to America or devil to America.
Or Luciferianism, yep, or Satanism, yep, or whatever. Yeah, destruction, whatever.
Yeah, it was not positive. Yeah, it wasn't positive. Yeah.
Two Democrat caucus meetings removed under God from the Pledge of Allegiance. It sounded not only strange but terrible. That's where they're coming from, Trump tweeted over the weekend. At the Democratic National Convention, we know that at least two caucuses removed under God. We know, too, that at a previous Democratic convention, a recent one, the word God was almost totally removed from their platform. That could not, would not ever happen. Peter Goldberg, a delegate from Alaska, said to applause at Republicans' Monday meeting before leading the pledge. What does that say? I mean, yeah, about them, huh?
They're horrible. Absolutely horrible.
What's your story about the NFL?
Oh, NFL Goodell to Kaepernick on protesting. I wish I had listened earlier. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a recent interview that the players kneeling protest against racial injustice during the national anthem is not about the flag, adding that he wishes the league would have listened to former.
Oh, pause right there. If it's not about the flag, then why are you doing it while the national anthem is being played?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
So whether it is or isn't, they're making it about the flag because they're doing it when the national anthem is being played.
Yeah, of course it's disrespecting the flag. Of course it shouldn't
anyway,
be.
I didn't mean to interrupt your story, but kind of stuff. Just
San Francisco 49er Colin Kaepernick sooner when it came to the matter. Goodell made the comments in an interview to former Philadelphia Eagles linebacker Emmanuel Achiu.
We should have listened to what, you know, Colin Kaepernick was the one who had a Castro shirt on, yeah, by the way.
Yeah, wasn't it Castro?
No, he had a Castro. And he had what's that guy?
Chavez.
Jay Chavez.
He was a mass murderer, Chavez.
Well, we know what Castro was.
Yeah.
Remember.
And pigs on his socks.
Yeah, about cops.
Yeah.
Cops that look like pigs.
Yeah.
The Miami Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Needed a quarterback bad a couple years ago.
They did.
They were talking about, this is extremely important. The Miami Dolphins in Miami, Florida, needed a quarterback really bad. They threw out the idea, okay, let's bring in Colin Kaepernick for a tryout. Maybe we'll sign him. The people of Miami lost their minds about it.
Yeah.
Why? Because the biggest Cuban population in America is in
Miami. Yeah.
The Cubans know exactly what Castro is. Many of them still,
yep,
have family in prison in Cuba.
Yep.
They went lunatic about this.
Yeah.
And said, you are out of your mind.
Yeah, and rightly so. Absolutely.
To support this guy.
Yeah.
We're going to support somebody who's supporting Castro.
Yeah.
You might as well have a Hitler shirt on.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to support him then?
No.
So
we ain't supporting him now.
When you've experienced socialism and what I've observed, then
you understand
how dangerous it is and you understand what's at stake.
All these
it's like in Hong Kong, the people who swam, those people who are 60 and 70 years old, who swam across that, it's more than a lake. It's half an ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little inlet.
It's a long swim.
Whatever it is, that many of them were caught by sharks. Many of them were caught by the Chinese government. Mm-hmm. The ones that made it across, they know darn well what's at stake with Hong Kong.
Yes.
And China. Another story out of China. Over the last year, and this goes to cryptocurrencies also, guess how much cryptocurrencies have been sent from Chinese wallets out of the country? Just take a guess how much dollar.
How many?
Dollar
I'd have to say $500 billion.
No, the whole market, the whole crypto market is only $380 billion or whatever it is, $370 billion right
a
now.
A lot.
$50 billion.
Yeah. I can
50
see.
Now,
Chinese are trying to shut it down.
China has a cap. You can only send 50,000 American dollars to the banking system. The Chinese use cryptocurrencies and set 50 billion mm-hmm. with a B. B as in boy. 50 billion out of the country. Another check mark for cryptocurrencies.
Yep. They tried 7 times in China to shut down the cryptocurrencies and have not been successful yet.
Teslarati, that's the name of this website. They're Elon Musk fans, I guess. Musk to unveil brain chip with real-time demonstration, human trials. Elon Musk brain machine interface company Neuralink has an event scheduled for later this week to update the public on its progress since last year's presentation. While the agenda is speculative for the most part, one expectation is a live demonstration of neuron activity. We'll show neurons firing in real time on August 28th, The Matrix in The Matrix. A Neuralink putting the internet and the computer linked up with your brain and into your consciousness.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
But I have to say, it does.
But also, if it's used for good, that they can take blind people and make them see. So,
that's what all this stuff. It's just like just the story about cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
That think of the freedom that those Chinese people that cryptocurrencies gave them.
Oh, a lot.
Their money.
Tons.
You can make Tommy his arm work again.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there's a lot of good things coming out of it, but it seems like it's going to the dark side.
Hong Kong reports first coronavirus reinfection. First one. This seems odd. A man was infected with the coronavirus after recovering from an initial bout in April, when scientists said was the first case showing that reinfection may occur within a few months. The second infection of this gentleman was detected via airport screening. Airport screening? Well, he took a coronavirus test at the airport?
Yeah.
Or a temperature test?
Yeah, temperature. Probably a temperature. He had a temperature, so they counted it as COVID. Nonsense.
He tripped on a loose tile, and so he died of COVID?
Yeah, exactly.
Researchers at the University of Hong Kong used genomic sequence analysis to prove that he had been infected by two different strains. That's creepy. The information technology worker didn't develop any symptoms from a second infection, which might indicate any subsequent infections may be milder. Our findings suggest that SARS-CoV-2 may persist in humans. Oregano.
Yeah.
Vitamin D. Vitamin E. Phosphatidylcholine. Zinc.
Yeah, zinc's important. Very important.
It does nothing for you, but the power silver I take every day.
That's right, twice a day.
Does nothing. They're on the shelf right there. There it is right there. Do you see it right there? Can you reach it without the pull it? See it right there?
Right here.
Yeah. Let's show a picture of it. We're getting calls from the FDA. They're very, very curious about this. I'll send them a bottle.
Send them a couple of bottles.
It doesn't work at all.
No. Nope.
Doesn't do anything.
But we take it every day, twice a day. And I haven't been sick in 10 years.
We have calls at the Power Mall. They're asking because in the bottle it says suggested use is 1 to 2 droppers a day. And they say, well, Daniel only takes a few drops. Look, that's me. It's an individual choice. That's what I do. You do whatever you want to do. If I was getting sicker or had a problem, I would take more. It's very simple. You just take the lid. Oh, this one's unopened. And I'll leave this one unopened. Where's my one that's open? I don't know.
I don't see it.
Who knows? We're obviously very organized here.
Yeah.
About the power silver. Well, it doesn't work at all, so why would we even pay attention to it? Anyway, there you go. Power silver. Very proud of this. This is a very unique, very great delivery system on that. New Orleans braces. You got any other stories you want? We got a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Didn't you have one story that you really wanted to share? No. New Orleans braces for evictions. Belongings pile up on streets. Hundreds of renters in New Orleans have received eviction notices this summer due to unpaid rent.
This is a big crisis coming up.
It's not unique to New Orleans.
It's a big crisis. There's millions and millions of houses in default, and it's getting close to eviction time. So I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if Trump's going to send them a check to help them or put a moratorium.
But then that's not fair to the person who bought the rental property. You know, what are you going to do there?
It's a bad situation.
Well, it's up to you. Just for you to give everybody money.
Yeah, yeah.
And screw the landowner.
I give the landowner some money too. Okay. I give them all money.
And local.
Here's the thing though. Trump's in there to go over to the digital dollar, right?
I don't know. Allegedly.
Well, allegedly, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So, flood the nation with money. Put the United States back to work with the infrastructure. $3 trillion for the infrastructure.
Infrastructure.
And then
we can't even go back to our gym right now. What do you mean?
It doesn't matter. Build it. You don't have to have people there. Just build it. And then, you know, take care of all the mortgages. Take care of all the mortgages and then write the whole thing off and switch over to the new dollar bill. Send all the bill to the Fed, give it to them, and then switch over to the dollar. And we're in utopia. That's my plan.
Utopia. We don't have a utopia as long as we got lunatics.
That's
running
true.
Around
That's my plan. Everywhere. And I'm going to, I think next week I'm going to announce that I'm running for president on those two.
Well, Bernie Sanders will vote for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, but I'm not a socialist. He ain't going to vote for me.
He will too. What you just said. That's his pipe dream. What you just said.
I think it's a good pipe dream.
So you're a Bernie Sanders fan now?
No.
Here, we're wasting time.
All right.
I'm tired about your stupid plan.
That's not a stupid plan. That lady agreed with me. And
she also agreed that it would cause inflation.
A little bit.
A little bit of inflation.
You had to twist her arm, and you were the host.
I didn't twist her arm at all.
The first thing
ladies and gentlemen, did
she said, no, I don't think it'll cause inflation.
No, she didn't.
She did. Back and listen to the thing.
And then I said.
And then you said, yeah, what about this?
If the money was in their hands and now there's an extra, would that cause inflation? Yeah. I didn't twist her arm. She said, yeah, that would cause inflation.
Yeah, she didn't want to upset you.
Well, you don't have that problem. You certainly don't have that reservation. Iran, Hamas, and Islamic Jihad call for uprising after UAE-Israeli deal. I don't know what to even say. What does choline do? Phosphatidylcholine. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, at the Power Mall. It promotes healthy fetal development, helps reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, aids the synthesis of phospholipids, boosting your nervous system health, strengthens cell messaging. Cell messaging, very important. Facilitate fat transport and metabolism, modulates DNA synthesis, improves cognitive performance, helps manage certain mental disorders, influences methylation reactions, aids in healthy mitochondrial function.
It's good for you.
It's good for you. Judy Minkovich on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned to powerhour.com. So good to be with you. Be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.